The Lord is my shepherd. These words begin one of the most beloved passages in the Bible. It is certainly one of the best known and most often memorized, read at so many hospital bedsides and funerals that it carries deep memories for many of us. Yet because it is so familiar, I don't think that we always hear the words of comfort and care that it can offer us in the midst of our everyday lives. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. I shall not be in want. What a powerful statement that is. The Good News Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. I have all I need. Say it to yourselves a few times. We got to sing a few minutes ago over and over, right? I shall not be in want. How does that feel? Is it comforting or a little bit scary? Do you find those words sincere or do they feel insincere? I have all I need. For one thing, it is a radically countercultural thing in this society to say, I shall not be in want. I have all I need. Our consumer society demands that we never say these words. 1 hour of television or a little bit of scroll through your Facebook feed or radio station tries hard to convince us, I need a new car, new shoes, I need to lose weight or to go online, I need a new lover, new detergent, I need a cheeseburger right now. In this culture of ads and sound bites and conspicuous consumption, it is difficult to sort out our wants from our needs. It is a statement. Oh, I'm getting all lost. I want that one. Okay. I think we both changed it. It is a statement of faith then to say, because the Lord is my shepherd, I have all I need. It is difficult. The stresses and worries of our lives clamor to be heard. And Jesus reminds us in John chapter 10, I have come that those who know me may have life and have it abundantly. It is an offer to experience that abundant life that is lived in relationship with Jesus Christ and with God through Jesus. The psalm invites us to trust as we learn to say, because the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. As we practice praying these words, they may help us to sort out our priorities, to escape needless fretting and strivings for unimportant things, to be aware and grateful for what we do have. When we say in faith, I have everything I need, we come to know that God is a God of abundant blessings and grace. The vision of this world is too often a vision of scarcity. There isn't enough to go around, the world says, so you better make sure you've got yours. The psalm, the word of God, invites us into a different vision, a vision of abundance. My cup is running over, the psalm writer says. You spread a table before me. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Jesus modeled abundance throughout his life and ministry. In his miracles, changing water into wine, feeding thousands from a few loaves of bread, filling the fishermen's nets with fish. In his stories of God's love and grace, the prodigal son forgiven by his father, the sower who scatters seeds indiscriminately on the ground, the vineyard owner who pays even the latest coming workers the full day's wage. And most especially in giving his life to free us from the power of sin and death, God's abundance is offered freely to us in grace and mercy. We did it again. All right. When I was in seminary, I had the opportunity to travel and study in Africa. And the experience gave me a new understanding of want and need, of abundance and scarcity. I was there with a class of seminarians, and we went out into the bush, as they say in Zimbabwe, to visit Lutheran World Federation development sites. I remember the extreme poverty of the people we visited. One-room homes made of mud, almost no material possessions. A lack of clean water was the most pressing issue, and the Lutheran World Federation was providing materials and expertise to build cisterns, wells, and irrigation systems. The people in the community provided the labor. These people had less and worked harder than anyone else I've ever known. Yet in every village, they greeted us with joyful singing. They were proud of the work that they were doing, creating a life for themselves and for their families in that place. And they were generous. As we gathered in a home in one village, and we were served goat meat, ground nuts, and soda by the women of the village, we were very aware that the food they were sharing with us was extremely valuable, a feast they offered from the very little that they had. Although they lived in extreme poverty, their sense of their situation was of rich blessing, joy in community, and hope for the future. And they invited us in to share that blessing and that hope. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all I need. I've heard those words differently since seeing how my brothers and sisters in Zimbabwe, in the bush, and in other parts of the world live. They are words of hope and promise, and they can also challenge us to take a new look at our own lives and priorities. We live in a culture of capitalism, which teaches us that abundance means having everything I want and blurs the line between want and need. Our faith invites us to remember that abundance can also be simplicity and living in gratitude for what we have. I am aware today that I am preaching to a middle-class congregation, and that faith in God does not guarantee material abundance. And I'm also aware that there may be financial need in this space that I am not aware of. But for the most part, we are a community that has all that we need and that has stepped up to that hope of generosity. We know that God has provided enough for every living thing to thrive, but it is human greed that has created systems in which some go hungry and some are unhoused. As followers of Jesus, we are instructed to live generously, to share what we have so that others may have their basic needs met. And we do that in many ways. This week, we have taken a step towards sharing God's abundance and asking our legislators to support programs for people who are hungry to be fed. Today, we complete our Bread for the World letter writing campaign, sending more than 30 letters to the United States legislature, asking them to pass a farm bill, which includes provisions to give people access to healthy food. And if you missed that and you would still like to write letters, you can talk to me or to Krish, you wanna wave Krish? To get some of those sample letters and resources so that you can add your letters and your voices to our offering. We celebrate that our legislature in New Mexico passed a bill to provide school meals to every school child in New Mexico, where one in four children live in food insecurity. And we continue to support Lutheran Advocacy Ministry New Mexico with our voices and our dollars As that ministry works year-round to support legislation which provides services for the most vulnerable people in our state. We know that we are also a congregation that lives generosity in giving food, in giving money to Family Promise and other organizations, in so many ways that we reach out to support other people. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. It is a statement of faith, a recognition of God's abundant blessing in our lives, and an invitation to share God's abundance in the world. When we live in this place of trust and gratitude, we can pray along with the psalmist, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Amen.